Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Gimel, we left off in the middle of Sif Aleph on page 6. We're off to the top line on page 6, the Ramah. A quick review of what we said last time in the Mechaber on page Gimel, and that was a person should not rent out a merchatz to a non-Jew, because since it is Nikra al-Shmo, and the non-Jew is going to do Malacha on Shabbos, and a Stam merchatz is not normally given over in a form of Arisus, where they're splitting the profits, and therefore it's going to be Marsayin, even though when you're renting it, all the profits are going to the non-Jew, and therefore really, be'emes it's mutter, but they're going to say that he hired him as a day worker, and he's a shaliach, and therefore it's Marsayin. But a sada, we said, is mutter, because a sada, it is the normal derech to have a rhesus, to have a sharecropper. And even though they know it belongs to a Jew, they're going to say that the guy has it by a rhesus, and therefore he's working for himself, and therefore there is no problem. So the Ramah picks up and says, V'afal pi shalo l'kacha ha'eno Yehudi rak l'shlish o l'reviya. Now, this gets a drop confusing because the Mechaber touched on Arisus, but really he wasn't speaking about Arisus. The Mechaber was just speaking about renting out. You can't rent out a merchatz where all the profits go to the goy, but you can rent out a field. He did not really discuss Arisus. He just discussed whether it's a normal way to have Arisus, would they depend on Arisus, but that wasn't being discussed. What was being discussed was schirus, can you rent it out or not? So the Ramah comes to add on and says that even if not all the profits go to the goy, it wasn't rented out to him, but rather it was a form of sharecropping, it was a form of arisus, it's also going to be okay. Even if the goy only took this field to get the profits, a third of the profits or a quarter of the profits, and the Jew will still be getting hanoah with that which the Eino Yehudi is working on Shabbos, Shari is still permissible. The Eino Yehudi adaiti denavshe oved. Because the Eino Yehudi is working for himself. He wants to make more profits because he has a percentage of them, and therefore it's in his best interest to create more profits. The Mishabura says in Sukkot and Tes, Asoda v'richayim koi. This is going back to what we discussed in the Mechaber by the Soda and the Richayim. The Mechaber married b'schirus. Like I just explained, the Mechaber was only discussing schirus. V'hu mosif da'af arisus mutter. The Ramah's adding on that not only is schirus okay, where the guy gets all the profits, even arisus is mutter. V'amechaber gan kein svir lekein. The Mechaber also agrees with this Ramah. The mitam zehiter b'schirus. That was the whole reason the Mechaber was mater b'schirus, because they'll be told that they'll depend and assume it was by Rhesus. Elishu ber behedya. Just the Ramah is saying it explicitly. So the Ramah here is not coming to argue with the Mechaber. He's coming to speak out explicitly what the Mechaber holds as well. The Mechaber was discussing schirus. The reason why schirus is okay is because many people are giving it out by arisus, and since arisus is okay, schirus is okay. The Ramah is adding on, and also you should know that arisus is also okay. So it's not a machlokus, it's just speaking out what was obvious from the Mechaber. What?
Is that why the Ramah quotes the
Beis Yosef? Oh, could be. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sekotan Yud, Rak Lishlish. Again, we said in the Ramah, even if it's only an Arisus that the Goy is getting a third, Dafka Bazesh and No Sein La'Eno Yehudi Chelek Batvua. But we require specifically like this that the Eino Yehudi is getting a Chelek of the prophets. Aval Im Sochar Ha'Eino Yehudi Laval Bo Kol Ashono. But if he hired a non Jew to work the whole year, Vishayito Ha Yehudi Kol Atvua Me'asoda. But the Jew was going to get all the profits. He was just going to pay him for a yearly wage. After Medina Bazeh Gam Kein Shari. Even though in that case Meikar Adin, it's also going to be permissible. The Ha'eno Yehudi Adaiti Denavshe Ovid. Because in that case also, he's getting paid by the year. He just has to get the job done during that year, and therefore he's doing it with his own mindset. The Afin Lo Yezabel V'Yachrish V'Yiktra Asada B'Shabbos. Even if he chooses not to fertilize or to plow or to harvest the field on Shabbos, Yochol Asas Bachol, he just has to get a year's worth of crops out of it for the owner, and therefore exactly when he does everything is on his, that's his own decision, and therefore he's really making that decision on his own. Umemar Bishvil Atzmo, that which he would be doing it on Shabbos is not really for the Jew, it's really for himself. So Me'ikar Adin, this Kablonus is Mutter. Mikomakom aser diavo luchoshdo bischir yom velo yitlu b'arisus. However, it's going to be aser because people are going to assume that he was hired as a day worker, which is aser, and they're not going to assume it was arisus. Kishiyiru lebaso she'ein lo shum chelak b'peiros aretz. At the end of the year, when the harvest comes and they see he's not getting any of the profits, so they see it wasn't that it was rented out to him, they see it wasn't done by Arisas, they're going to assume he was a Schir Yom, and therefore it's Maris Ayin, Ukil Lakamon, the Reish Simon, Reish Memdal, like we'll see soon. So that's by a Soda, that Kablonus, Me'ikra Din, is going to be Mutter, it's only going to be Aser because of Maris Ayin, since he's not getting a Chilik of the profits, it may look like he's a Schir Yom. Vidabi, you should know, Dubimerchatz Keagavna, similar scenario when it comes to a bathhouse where he's going to be hired as a kablonus. Dahainu shesocher einu Yehudi laval bo kol hashana, that the einu Yehudi has hired out to work for the whole year. Vishayito ha Yehudi kol harevach shel hashabasos, and the Jew is going to be making all the profits, including the shabasos. Medina Aser, there is going to be more Machmir in the Ikra than it's Aser. The same exact scenario by Asada was only Maris Ayin Dika Iser, but the Ikra Din was not Aser. When it comes to a Merchatz, the Mishavura says that Medina is going to be Aser. We'll explain shortly exactly why. V'hu Adin B'Reichayim B'Ofen Zed, so too if it's a mill with a similar setup of Kablonis, it will also be Aser in Ikra Din. The Hodesh Sharinan Mitchila Medina, because that which you matter a case of Kablonis earlier, Hainu Dafko Basoda the Kadome, that's Dafko by a field or thing similar, the Hamalocha Kitsuva, there's a set amount of work that has to be done for the year. You have to fertilize the field, you have to plow the field. The Efshir Lahashlima Bukhales, but it's Lav Dafka, it has to be done that exact day. It's not going to affect the year's produce if you plow on Sunday instead of plowing on Shabbos. The Ain Revach La Yisrael B'masha Osa Ha'ino Yehudi B'Shabbos. There's no gain, there's no profit for the Jew if the guy does these malachas on Shabbos. Timlo Yaseh Ha'yom Yaseh Ha'yom Acher. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he'll do it Sunday or Monday. Ozamrina Adaiti Denafshe Ovid. So then we'll say by a field he's doing it on his own. He wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to get it done faster. But he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the Jew. Because from the Jew's point of view, as long as he brings him a year's worth of produce, he's okay. And to bring a year's worth of produce, you don't have to plow on a specific day. You don't have to plant on a specific day. As long as it gets done in the general season, it's going to be okay. That's all by a field. So that's why Me'ikra Din, the Kablonis is mutter, the concern is just Maris Ayin, since he's not getting any profits, people are going to think he's a Schir Yom, he was hired for the day, he was hired for Shabbos. But when it comes to a bathhouse or a mill, the Hamalacha Eino Ketsuva, it's not a set Malacha for the year that you have to do. The Chol Yom Revach La'atzmo, each day you open the bathhouse and you fire it up and you make the bath hot and people come in, is a profit for itself. Dim lo yaseh yom echad, if you don't open it one day, yafsid ha Yisrael osu hayom. It's not like a field where we say, if you don't plant Shabbos, plant Sunday. Here, it's supposed to be open Shabbos and Sunday. He wants the profits of every single day, and it's each individual day. Im kein ikir ha-malacha b'shvil Yisrael hu. Therefore, the ikir malacha that he's doing on Shabbos is absolutely for the Yisrael. Umidina aser kamos schir yom. And therefore, in the ikir adin, it is aser like a day worker. The after mekabel sochar lo amrina adaiti denafshi ovid. Even though he's getting paid, let's say, for the whole zman that he's working, we don't say he's doing it adaiti denafshi for his own purposes. Hoel venena hayisrael mimalacha Shabbos. Since the Jew lemaisa is benefiting from every malacha that's being done each individual Shabbos. Let's skip the brackets. The kevan de medina aser, and since meikra din it is aser, afilu nispar same shescharo l'shana. Even if it is advertised that he was hired for the year. The gamu chutz la'tchum, and the place where the merchatz is outside the tchum of where the Jews live. The ainbo mishum aris ayin. There's no problem with aris ayin. Gam kein aser. It's still aser because meikra din is aser. The ain heter ki im heicha diyesh le'enu yehudi k'tzas chela berevach hashabosos. The only way to matter this case of the merchatz is if the guy is actually getting some of the profits of the Shabbosos, the oz amrinon da adaite denafshe ovid. Then we could say he's doing it for his own profits, he's not doing it for the Israel. Umutu berechayim vegam bemerchatz bemokom shenisbar seim hadover. To avoid the problem that we had in the Mechaber, even if it's done in the form of schirus or arisus, which meikra din is mutter, it's only going to be permissible if it's advertised as such to avoid the problem of maris ayin, like we discussed last time, ukiv is the face, and like we'll see in a moment. The kol shekein shemutter heicha shemocher lo legamri b'chol erev Shabbos. Certainly it's going to be mutter if he actually sells it to the guy for each Shabbos, so certainly it's going to be mutter. During Shabbos, he's certainly working for himself. That is the end of Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is really a continuation, and it's just explaining to us that based on what we said in Sif Aleph, that the reason why the merchatz is usher is not because it's usher me'ikra din if it's being done in the right way. The only problem is a maris ayin take a problem, and therefore the beis is coming up with scenarios where there would be no problem a maris ayin, and therefore it will be mutter if it's done through a schirus. Sif beis says the Shulchan Aruch afilu merchatz otanur, even a bathhouse or an oven, im hiskirum shana achar shana, if it was rented out year after year, v'nisbarseim hadavar al yedei kach, and it is publicized as such, she'ein darko liskor pu'alim elo lahaskirum, that this merchatz is not used in the form of a schir yom, he's not hiring out day workers, it's rented out for the year, and it's known that way because it happens year after year, v'chein im minhag rov anshe osu hamokom lahaskirum olitnom barisus, or if the minhag of the people in that location is to rent out bathhouses for a period of time, or to give it barisas where they split the profits, mutter la'askirum la'eno yehudi olitnum lo barisas. In that case, you are allowed to rent out the bathhouse, and you are allowed to do a joint sharing of the profits as arisas, because like we said, really nikra din is mutter. The only reason it was us is the marasayin, but in these scenarios that we just set up, there is no marasayin because everybody knows about it. The Ramah adds more cases. V'afilu b'mokom ha'osr, even a place where it's not publicized, and really it should be osr al t'marasayin, im ein ha-merchatz o ha-tanur shel Yisrael, if the merchatz or the tanur doesn't really belong to a Jew, rak schorom me'eno Yehudi, just he rented it out from an eno Yehudi, v'chozer v'hiskirom le'eno Yehudi shari, so he rented it from a eno Yehudi, and he rented it out to be eno Yehudi, he's just a middleman, so it's not called al his shame, it's not called on his name, so there's no problem maris ayin, that also will be mutter. The ain shame ha Yisrael nikra lov. There's no shame Yisrael on it. The whole problem we said in Sif Aleph was there's a shame Yisrael on a merchatz, but if it really belongs to a guy and it's been used by a guy, he's just the middleman to arrange this renting from one and renting out to the other. That would not be a problem. V'cheinim yesh merchatz bebeis dira. So too, if he has his own private merchatz in his dwelling place. Ve'ein rochatzim ba'merchatz rak osan shebebeiso, and that merchatz is only used by his family members. Ve'heim yodim shescharo eino Yehudi, and they all know that he rented it out to eino Yehudi. Also vayter et shari, because every person that knows the merchatz exists knows it was rented out to the eino Yehudi. The Ramah ends off and says, v'im avar v'yiskiro b'mokom ha'aser, if one in fact did a schirus in a place where it is forbidden, so yesh omrim she'scharo mutter, some say the money that you make is permissible, v'yesh omrim she'aser, and some say it is aser, v'chein ikr, that is the ikr, that the money you make from a schirus that was forbidden will be aser. Now let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. So we said in the Mechaber again that if you rent it out year after year and it's publicized as such, or if the minhag in that place is to rent it out or give it in a form of arisus, then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura, the su lekach shada, because then there's no more chshad. V'af de ein derech oso hamakom v'oso ish rak lahaskir, even if the only derech in that place, the derech of that person, is to rent it out, mikomo kom mutter gam barisus, it's still going to be mutter to do arisus, even though that's not normally done there. The yitlu de hiskirulo, because people will assume, oh, he rented it out to him, which is even better than arisus. And therefore, as long as the minhag is to do either arisus or skirus, so either one's going to be okay, they'll be tola on one or the other. Rak scharam sipkoton yud beis. This is the case that the Ramah said, even in a place where it would be aser, meaning there would be potentially a maris ayin problem, but if the merchatz or the tanur of the Yisrael was really not his, but he rented it from an eino Yehudi, and he went and then rented it out to eino Yehudi, it's mutter. Says the Mishavur in Sifkaton Yud Beis, Rak Secharam, Bebeis Yosef Hevi B'Shem Tshuvas HaGaonim, Duhu Adinim Konam Me'eno Yehudi. It's Lav Dafka that he rented it out from one and then rented it to the other one. It could be he even bought it from a guy. But V'Tekev Kodim Sheyosha B'Hiskirim. He bought it and before he settled in it and his name came on it, he rented it out right away. The Lo Nikra Shmo Alav, that also will be okay because his name is not called upon it. People don't know that it's his. The Yesh Lismo Chaz, that one can rely on it. So whether he's renting it out from the guy or he actually bought it from the guy and right away he is renting it out to another guy, that would be okay. We're not worried about Maris Ayin. Sifkoton Yud Gimel Me'eno Yehudi, Di'im Hoya Shal Yisrael, even if he rented it out from another Jew, nira de osir, that would be a problem. Da yidei ze yachshadu oso Yisrael bal hamerchatz. Because then even if they're not choshed him, because his name is not nikra on the merchatz, they'll be choshed the other Jew who owns the merchatz. Shehaino Yehudi hu schir yomo. So it doesn't help that he's renting it out from a Jew to rent it to a guy, because maybe he won't be looked upon badly, but everyone will think the guy is a schir yom of the other Jew, and therefore that would be a problem as well. The chazer v'hiskirim sefkatan yodalad, again, he rents it out from guy A, and he rents it to guy B. Yesh omrim debeschirus nami eino muter elo kishlo yoshav baha Yisrael, kemo shekosav abeis yosef bekana. We just saw in Sifkaton Yudbei is that the Beis Yosef said that even if you bought it, as long as you weren't there too long, it's okay because your name is not called upon it. So there are those who say that when you rent it from a guy as well, it's not going to be mutter unless you were lo yoshav b'hai Yisrael. Just like when you buy it, you have to rent it out right away. So too, when you're renting it from the guy, it has to be that you were lo yoshav b'hai. It has to be that your name didn't get a chance to be called upon it to avoid marasayin, that you rented it from the guy, and right away before you went into it, you rented it out to the other guy. That is opinion number one. Aval ha'oyi rabu ushari achronim kasru. The other achronim, right? The bischaro me'eno Yehudi, when you only rented it out from the guy, af she yoshav b'hai Yisrael, even if you did sit there already, Mutter lahaskira l'eino Yehudi. You're allowed to go rent it out to an eino Yehudi. To lo nikra shmo alav, because if you're only renting, so it's not considered nikra shmo alav, even if you were yashava. And therefore they argue and say, only when you bought it, that's when the Beis Yosef says that you can't be yashava. If you only rented it, then you can be yashava. Let's look at the Bir Alach over here, the second line, the Vermaska v'chazer v'eskirim. He brings down this machlokes. I am the mishabura shekasavnu. Look at the mishabura what we just read. Yesh omrim the bischirus nami. Some say bischirus also. It has to be you are not yoshava. Who das hataz v'chein mashem magen avram v'chein kosav aprimigadim. Avo das hanar shalom v'chein achay odom kel yiraba. The other achronim go like el yiraba. U be'emes mistabra kavosei. And really, in truth, says the Chavetz Chaim, it makes sense like them that you would not need the stipulation of not being yoshava. Why? The hamashma be gemara de schirus lo shichla kokach. It's mashma from the gemara that schirus is not so common. Umemela shein ba'olav harishon ha'eno Yehudi olav. And therefore, memela, the name of the original guy, the owner, his name is upon it. Af ato, even now, the yislu de schir yom shal rishon hu. Therefore, if you rent it from a guy, even if you were Yoshaba and you rented out to another guy, they're going to assume the guy rented it from the original owner, the guy. They're not going to factor you in, since Schiris is not so common, they're not thinking about you so much. Ukeshi yivada lahem de Yisrael hu, and if they're going to find out that in fact he rented it from a Jew, yivada gamzed de scharu mi Yisrael, then they also will find out that you rented it out to the guy in the proper way. You didn't hire him as a day wage. Remember, you hired him, you rented it out to him. So you really did it in a mutter way. The only problem is Maris Ayin. But they're not going to find out you were involved at all. And if they find out you were involved, they will find out how you rented it to him, and you rented it to him in a mutter way. And therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, there is no concern. Im lo sheyoshav b'Yisrael kamashonim. Unless the Jew actually stayed with the Merchatz for many years, v'nisparsim lakon, became publicized to everyone, oz yesh la'ayin bozeh, then already it needs investigation. But if you were just there for a short amount of time, since Chiris is not common, we assume they don't even know that you're involved. They assume Guy 2 is renting from Guy 1. And should they find out that you were the one that was involved in the middle, then they'll find out what happened, that you in fact rented it out to him, miderach schirus, not as a schirion, which is a mutter way. The only problem is marasayin, and this way we assume there is no marasayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Tes Vav. The next case of the Rama was, if a person has a merchatz in his Beis Dira, and no one uses the merchatz except for the people that live in his house, and they all know that he rented it out to the guy in the proper way, so he's good to go. Sifkaton Tes Vav, Hainu Sha Merchatz Eino B'Shtarabim. It's not a merchatz that's out in the public. Rak B'chatzero B'Echad Meha Beis Dira Shalo. It's in his courtyard, in one of his dwelling places. And therefore, if the only people that use his bathhouse during the week are the people of his household, it is mutter. Other people don't even know that this merchatz exists. And those who live in the house who know about the merchatz, they know that you rented it out in the halachically permissible way to the Eino Yehudi, and therefore it's mutter. No problem of Maar Sayim. But if it's not just used by your family, other people use the bathhouse as well. So it's already been publicized that there is a merchatz over there. V'oso ha-merchatz nikra mikvar al-shem Yisrael. And this merchatz already is known and it has a shem Yisrael on it. U'keshiyiru achakach sh'oshen yotzeh memenu b'mei ha-shabbos. And if they say smoke coming out from it on Shabbos, yitludu b'shlichuso hisiku heino Yehudi. They're going to be assuming that it was a shlichus of the Jew that the Einu Yehudi did it, and therefore that would be a serious problem of Marisayan. V'cholzek eshu b'beis dira shalo. And this whole leniency, if only your family uses it, that's all only if it's in your beis dira, it's in your property. But if this is in a public area where people see the merchatz, even if you, only your family members use the merchatz, but it's out in the public, that will be forbidden. Everyone knows there's a merchatz there. Not everyone knows that you rented it out in the proper way to the Einu Yehudi. And therefore, it's going to be Asr al-Tmaris Ayin, Kein Chasvu Harbe Achronim. We're on the top line on page Dalet. V'yesh Mekilon Od. Some are even more lenient, and they say as follows. The Imhu Omed Birshus Acher Bifnei Atzmo Shelo B'chatzero. That if the Merchatz is in a different Rishus, not in his courtyard, even if other people are using the bathhouse, it's still going to be permissible. We assume that most people don't even know it belongs to him. Just the ones that live very close to the merchatz, they're the ones that know that he owns it. So again, similar to what we said before, only the immediate neighbors are going to know that it belongs to you, and they'll know also that you rented it out in a permissible way, and therefore there would be no problem with Maris Ayin. That is this lenient opinion that even if it's not in your Rishus, it would be okay to rent it out to the guy. And the last Mishaburis of Katan Tazayin is going on the last Machlokas the Ramah brought down, and that is if one was over and he rented out in a place where it was Aser, some say it's Mutter, some say it's Aser, and the Ramah said V'chein Iker. So the Mishabura says a very interesting thing over here in Sifkot and Tazayim. The Achronim Miskinu Delo Pligi. The Achronim really all agree that there's no Machlokas going on over here. The B'makom de Mutter Medina, in a place where it's Mutter to rent it out in the Iker Adin, where you rented out the merchatz to a non-Jew for a year or a month, and really it's permissible. In terms of earnings that you're making from Shabbos, it's not a problem because you have havlo, it's swallowed up by the full month of the full year. And it's only a problem, like we learned in this whole siman, because of Maris Ayin, Kanal B'Sif Aleph. Therefore, if you rented it out, you shouldn't have done it. It's Maris Ayin. But really, it's not really a problem. It's only a Maris Ayin like a problem if you did it already. So therefore, the money that you make will be permissible. Which is not the case if you rent it out for individual days. That's really Mikra Din Aser, because of Schar Shabbos, you're earning wages on Shabbos, you're hiring him out to work on Shabbos to make money. Then even if the guy brings on his own volition, he brings you the money, it would be Aser to receive the money from him. So they say there's no machlokas over here. It depends if it was an ikra adin permissible, just an isra maris ayin. So we say the money can be kept. But if it's an ikra adin aser, because he's really a schir yom, so then the ikra adin is going to be aser, you can't keep the money. The ayin shama shekasadim v'mishavura, that's going to be in reish mem hei. And as well, the mamalochom utelas al yisrael, that gets into a case of shutfus, which we'll get into later. Ayin reish simen reish mem hei. We'll stop here, and amir tz Hashem, tomorrow night we'll begin the new simen.